This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm Chris Stallmanzon. Latino immigrants in the Pajaro Valley are among the growing number of Californians who have diabetes. A new program trying to reverse that trend balances cultural traditions with health education. For KAZU, Vinnie Tong reports.
A steak sizzles on the range at Abel Corona's house on the outskirts of Watsonville. Abel's wife, Genoveva, is preparing dinner as he sits at the dining table chatting with one of his sons. Abel immigrated here from Mexico as a teenager, and he works seasonally, harvesting strawberries. Now 60 years old, he's one of a growing number of people living with diabetes. Nick Sandoval with the Watsonville nonprofit Salud para la Gente translates for Abel Corona.
I have two brothers that have diabetes. My mother had diabetes, and I have friends who have diabetes.
The California Department of Public Health's latest figures show the number of people with diabetes statewide is on the rise, up 29% over a six-year period, and that diabetes is more prevalent among Latinos in the state versus the overall population. Public health officials can't say exactly why diabetes is hitting certain groups harder than others, but research has shown that the health of Latino immigrants declines the longer they live in the U.S. Nick Sandoval is a health educator at the clinic Salud para la Gente.
The longer people have lived in this country, the more we adapt to the American diet, and that's one of the factors. I think that the other part about it is especially during the harvest season when people work very long hours, I would imagine that part of that may be that it's kind of difficult to have some time to prepare their healthy traditional meals.
In the Pajaro Valley, a region with a large Latino population, a survey by the Pajaro Valley Community Health Trust shows 14% of residents have diabetes or are pre-diabetic. So Salud para la Gente is trying to reverse the trend. Sandoval teaches a weekly diabetes education class through a new program called Project Dulce. It caters to Latino immigrants.
Excelente pregunta.
Standing in front of a classroom of about a dozen students, he weaves in folktales, gives the occasional impromptu serenade, and adds a bit of humor to try to engage his students. Sandoval wants them to learn how to eat better and get a better handle on the disease and its related afflictions, and he hopes the class will help ease some of the concerns he hears from students.
I had one of the gentlemen tell me when we first started the class, and he and his wife come to the class, and she's a homemaker. He works in the fields. He goes, I'm the only breadwinner. He goes, and if something happens to me, then there goes my family.
Sandoval assures his students that diabetes is not a death sentence, that the disease can be managed so that they can still provide for their families. For Abel Corona, who has been in the class for 3 months, the information is starting to sink in. He now reads nutrition labels and watches what he eats. Again, Sandoval translates for Corona.
Before, I used to eat a lot of meat and a lot of tortillas. I used to eat a lot of carne asada and a lot of carnitas. And so now I eat that, but I eat that seldomly. And then now I also eat less tortillas. Now I eat two or three tortillas, whereas before I used to eat a lot more than that.
Back at his dining table, his wife, Genoveva, sets down a plate of thinly sliced steak, pinto beans, avocado slices, and a chopped salad of tomatoes, onions, cilantro, and a cactus plant called nopales. This night, Abel has chosen Genoveva's cooking over a meal out at Round Table Pizza. He likes pizza, but he says it has too many carbs. For KAZU, I'm Vinnie Tong.